Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, July 14th, and ending on Sunday, July 20th. And we are in the third quarter lunar phase as we start the week, which is after the full moon, and we are in the disseminating energy, giving out energy, sharing our fruits with others. And so that's how we begin. And the big news of the week, which I'll talk about right up top here, is that Mercury in Leo is going to retrograde. And it retrogrades in the Eastern time zone and all parts east of that on Friday the 18th. For the Eastern time zone, it's 12:45 a.m. So we have a station day before a retrograde. You know, if you've been listening for a long time, you know that. It sort of stands still before it changes motion. And so when we get to the day before the retrograde, we're looking at that standing still. So that's probably the worst time. The time of the standstill, the time of the actual retrograde, and even the day after the retrograde starts, it's not the most optimum time for you to be thinking at all. Or, you know, other people who don't know about this are definitely going to be acting strangely, you know, not quite there. And so we have to be aware of that. And so you've got maybe up to Wednesday, early Wednesday, to initiate things that have a chance of actually occurring. Now, when Mercury is retrograde, or it's going to retrograde, you know, we're not starting major projects. That's not a good idea. But, you know, we are also in the waning moon, so that makes it also not a good idea for new projects. You want lots of light and you want lots of mental communication to help you get the word out. Well, okay, you don't have it, but I think you can start perhaps on Monday and Tuesday making some kind of plans if you need to have an appointment or you want to project past the retrograde time to get together or do some kind of a planning experience. Those are about the days that you've got left. I mean, it's still going to be slow, but it's really the station and the retrograde that's, you know, the worst. So Mercury has been in Leo since the 26th of June. And it gets up to this 15 degrees or halfway through Leo when the retrograde starts. Okay, it will go direct in August on the 11th when it will be at 4 degrees of Leo. So if you have some idea of where this looks like in your chart, you'll know where it's retrograding. And then in the direct motion, it will go all the way through the Leo energy and then move into Virgo, which is more focused on analyzing. You know, the Leo Mercury is, you know, thinking about entertainment, thinking about romance, thinking about investments, you know. And I've been talking to people about the circus. I've been seeing the news, the communications. It's all very like, whoa, strange. It would be entertaining if it wasn't so important. You know, it would, you know, unfortunately, it's not a time we can have that much fun. But when we get into the Virgo energy, then we'll be in another strong Mercury experience, and that's when you can start thinking about moving forward with new ideas and plans and important things that you may be looking for. Of course, it will not go up to speed. It will also be slower. There will also be that station of like not moving, you know. So you've got to give it a week or so before it really feels like we're back in the clear. All right, so keep that in mind. So we're looking forward to September 2nd for this to occur into the Virgo, and also the movement at the direct on the 11th of August is going to take a little time to get going. Okay, so you've got the Mercury retrograde information, and you can easily find it because it's right at the beginning if you need to go back and take some notes and things like that. Okay, so weekly astrology forecast. We have Monday beginning with a very positive energy in the Eastern time zone. It's the moon in Pisces trine Jupiter in Cancer, 9:46 a.m. exact. So everybody is feeling very nurturing and, you know, emotionally flowing. And so that's a good time to be communicating with people, because we're going to have a difficult time when Moon in Pisces is squaring Venus in Gemini until 3:53 p.m. on Monday, all Eastern time. So, you know, this is looking at a Venus that would like to have, you know, some sort of a logical or analytical discussion in Gemini. It presents a few different points of view. The moon in Pisces is thinking, oh, why can't I just sleep through this? It's just too much. And it gets a little bit worse as we have the moon going opposition Mars in Virgo after that 10. It starts being felt sort of around 10 o'clock at night, but it's coming in all the way since 4 p.m. The moon opposes Mars in Virgo, 12:16 a.m. This is for Tuesday the 15th, parts west. It's, you know, probably still awake. So be aware, because, you know, Mars in Virgo is going to be very frustrated by the dreamy moon that isn't focused and maybe has a lot of very, what Mars would consider outlandish fantasies about, you know, what they're thinking and feeling. So it can get annoyed. And when Mars in Virgo gets annoyed, you know it. It's going to be very critical, fussy, and demanding. That's a word. Then, however, we have also got a wonderful beginning to Tuesday the 15th, as we have the moon in Pisces trine the sun in Cancer, which is the harmony of the lights. Now we're in the feeling zone of water until 1:10 p.m. So the inner instinctive, you know, I react without thinking part of us in Pisces is in harmony with the outer desire to express a certain way. So nurturing is the outer desire, caring is the outer desire, family is the, you know, and even patriotism, as the Cancer is the people of a country. And then this, you know, compassionate moon is a very nice kind of a time frame. And then we are void, of course, with the Pisces moon, which is perfectly okay with Pisces moon because they can find a little coral reef and swim behind it. Moon enters Aries not until 12:32 a.m. on Wednesday, Eastern time. So that's a nice, long, void, of course, moon. It's not a good time to start again or plan things that aren't immediate plans. But it will be fairly peaceful and flowing. And that's very nice to have, definitely, in these days. So we get the quick aspects after the moon enters Aries, the sextile first to Uranus in Gemini, 1:11 a.m. This is a whole different ball game, right? And this is going to be sparking a lot of the new ideas and adventurous thoughts, if you happen to be awake to notice. And yet we are headed for that Mercury retrograde, so it's good to, you know, put those in a file somewhere. But then the moon is joining Saturn, and Saturn has just made the retrograde on last Saturday. From here, it's Saturday of the weekend before this week that Saturn went retrograde. So there are obstacles, 3:53 a.m., are in there, and they are frustration. And we know when the moon in Aries gets frustrated, there can be some sort of arguments or, you know, some explosion energy of anger. And so, you know, be aware of that and, you know, see if it's possible for you not to do that, and also to just let the quick fires of Aries blow it off, and, you know, then it won't be the same, because that's how Aries is. Moon in Aries will join a retrograde Neptune at 4:15 a.m., and it's completely confusing. It could be fog around, literally. Actions are not easily taken with any certainty, and that's another thing that annoys Aries, wants it to happen now, and to be very clear and direct. So these are difficult moments all the way up to 4:15 a.m. Then the moon sextil retrograde Pluto in Aquarius, 5:23 a.m., and we're remembering some of these ideas about how we can change things for the better in the future. But the moon will spend the daytime, Eastern time zone, in a square, moving towards the square to Jupiter in Cancer, 3:02 p.m. So this is excessive ideas about maybe home or family. I have to cough. There's something in the air here where I live that's occasionally annoying. 3:02 p.m. So, you know, people who want to get going and other people who would like to expand and, you know, a cozy home day, you know, could just can be that, you know, somebody wants to go on an adventure, somebody else just wants to have a nice lunch and then let's, you know, take it easy or something like that. But so it's not an easy time until 3:02 p.m. Fortunately, Moon in Aries will get to sextil Venus in Gemini after that. So we plan later in the day on Wednesday and moving to 12:44 a.m. on Thursday, we have this very pleasant, fun, and, you know, lots of communication. And so dinner with friends, great idea for Wednesday night, Wednesday evening, or making some calls and getting in touch. So people don't make calls, text and see if it's okay before you dare call somebody. So the next aspect on Thursday, which is the stationary Mercury day, is the moon's trine to that stationary Mercury in Leo, 3:21 a.m. And so, we're hoping that that's a good connection, but it's really still going to be a little bit frustrating for the Aries moon. And then we have the moon square the sun in Cancer until 8:38 p.m. Eastern. Now, this is, of course, not an easy connection between people. It's also that energy within that was so great with the harmony of the lights is now challenging, because that Aries moon wants everything now and wants to move forward, invent and explore. And this is not at all how the sun in Cancer wants to express itself. So we've got that energy, but we also have the entrance into the fourth quarter lunar phase. So we know we're coming to a new moon next week. It's the Leo new moon. And so here we are going into that period of time where we first begin at the actual half moon, which is what you'd see in the sky, to look at authenticity. You know, we can go through the first weeks of, you know, our exploration after a new moon, and we're just, you know, working towards something. And then finally, we have to get to that point where, like, okay, what is it about what's happening for me, around me, whatever, that is no longer really what I want, or no longer really what is expressing who I feel like I am now? And so that's that moment. And it's also the moment where the old astrologers would say karma comes due and the bills must be paid, right? So it's possible that that's true. Also, that we are looking at the beginning of how we're going to be reevaluating and making changes. But of course, this is all happening as Mercury is stationed in the sky. And the moon in Aries is now void of course. So it's a void of course moon as the retrograde of Mercury comes in at 12:45 a.m. Friday, the 18th, Eastern Time. At 3:59 a.m., the moon enters Taurus. We feel a little more stabilized with Taurus, but first things are a square to retrograde Pluto in Aquarius at 8:38 a.m. So it's a question about who's going to change, who's ready to change. Not the moon, not the moon in Taurus. It's got enough to deal with. There's so much going on. It's trying to be peaceful. And it will have a much better time of it after it gets past that square to Pluto in Aquarius. Retrograde Mercury is making a sextile to Venus in Gemini until 9:37 a.m. This may require a call back or a discussion that returns to something you were having, some plan that you were having. So as long as you're going back to something, this is the thing about retrogrades, right? Retrograde Mercury, we can review everything that starts with re. We can revise, we can repair, we can revisit. You know, it's just, the idea is it had to be begun already before the retrograde, and you'll be fine with it. So if you have that opportunity to reach out and speak to somebody or text somebody or email somebody, it's okay to do that if you've already been in dialogue. The moon is going sextile Jupiter in Cancer until 6:57 p.m. So this is, again, this is a great day for food. The foods of Taurus and Cancer, oh, the foodies of the zodiac. Yes, want lunch, brunch, dinner, whatever. It's going to be enjoyable. And also, if you're looking at financial ways to increase security for your home and family, this is a, you know, it's a good day to explore that. If you were thinking about property selling or listing, that I don't think I would do with the Mercury retrograde, but you can do research to find out what's out there. How much do things cost now, or how much can I get for the property that I have? Do the research, but don't list under the retrograde Mercury, because we'll also have Moon and Taurus going square Mercury retrograde in Leo until 6:08 a.m. on Saturday Eastern Time. So now we're, having very different ideas, and Mercury maybe trying to remind the Moon about things they spoke about, and look what happens with that investment, and, look what happens with the kids, and, all of this. So it's not a congenial time, no. And, of course, the Moon in Taurus is going to dig in and stay strong. Yes. Indeed, don't think you're going to move that bowl, not quite yet. So into Saturday, we have a better time. Moon in Taurus, trine Mars in Virgo, 11:36 a.m. is suggesting get your mundane tasks done now. And then you can have a fun time later. So the morning you might have to discuss stuff that's practical and manageable. Things may come up that involve your work or your health. It's okay. It's a good time to talk and look and be involved in those things. But the more pleasant part of Saturday comes after 11:36 a.m. when the Moon in Taurus sextiles the Sun in Cancer. Once again, lunch, dinner, booty. Wonderful. So that goes till 2:43 a.m. on Sunday the 20th. Void of course Moon enters Gemini, 6:22 a.m. So, of course, this is the Moon in the sign ruled by Mercury that is now retrograde. So the Moon in Gemini is like, oh, gosh, what is going on? My mind, oh. I'm not as clear as I usually am, and I'm like scattering, like scattered. And the Moon is very scattered as it joins Uranus in Gemini at 7:16 a.m. But boy, it's because of all these insights. It's almost amazing. You should be at your breakfast table with a pen and pad. You got to write this down before you get up, You're just too exciting. Yeah, I have a Substack about the floral brain right now. If you're not reading my Substack page, you're missing some really interesting things about what's going on with this Uranus and Gemini. So here that morning is like a woo. You could get some of that floral brain working. And the Moon will sextile. Again, it's retrograde planets here, Saturn in Aries, 9:31 a.m. So we might think about some of these ideas about how can we structure, some of our activities so that they aren't too intense, or, arguments and stuff like that won't occur. Moon in Gemini, sextile Neptune in Aries is able to process some of the confusion about things that were going on or actions that were taken at 9:53 a.m. And then the Moon is going to trine retrograde Pluto until 10:52 a.m. So this Moon in Gemini that would really like to, sort of be able to bounce around like a bee or a butterfly and, get all the nectar and this, have all these wonderful experiences, very busy processing some of the past. And even when it goes on from 10:52 a.m. for the sextile to Mercury that will complete at 7:36 a.m. on Monday, it's a retrograde planet. So this Moon in Gemini isn't getting to move forward. It's getting to process. and deal with and reconnect and rediscuss and review and do all that stuff. And it is, after all, the fourth quarter phase. So in all that reviewing, we may be also looking at what it is that we're going to let go of. And in Gemini and in Leo, it's, you know, could be people. You know, there's a lot of energy out there now that's suggesting that, you know, we need to be keeping our frequencies high. And we all have been in situations, hopefully it's not us, but in the situation where there are draining people in our lives, and for some reason we continue to put ourselves in those circumstances and positions. And so this may be a time when some of that is being revealed to you, and you're going to have to take a look at it. You don't have to do anything about it. You probably won't have to do anything about it till the lunar eclipse, when relationships come up to be changed. And when is that? Well, not till you get further in, not July. But, you know, this is the kind of energy that we should be able to see during the fourth quarter phase. So that's it for the week. And we enter next week with the retrograde Mercury. And we will have a shift for the Sun. It will go into Leo. And that is what's going to allow us to have the new moon in Leo on the 24th. Thursday the 24th. So we'll be talking about that. I'm looking to see if any other planetary changes take place, but it looks like everybody else stays where they are. So, all right, that's what we'll be talking about next time. So good luck with this. Staying clear about your retrogrades and how that's affecting you. And I'll say goodbye for now.